Today I am 50 years old. It's a lot like 20, I'm told. This life is a short story, a run-on sentence, grammatically incorrect. My page is turning now as the clock strikes 12. I turn into crone. 50 years seeing through these eyes, grooving to this heartbeat. This page aches for my next big idea, wrapped in single space, laced with black ink. I was born in 1960 when Eisenhower was president, but it was John F. Kennedy that I pledged my first allegiance to. I was political from the start, but even as a girl, I was a writer at heart. Yes, I remember in the fourth grade, I discovered the double entendre when I wrote a poem about my favorite animal, a deer. I spoke of their gentle nature and my dream to spend every day with my dear friends. 40 years later, I find myself as much in love with language as I was the day we met. My first word, mama, still gives me a thrill and a comfort that few other words have ever done or ever will. It is my duty to compose. It is the gift I was born with, and through it I have the capacity to fulfill my mission on earth, the reason I came to life. For it is my belief that we are all here for that very reason, that we have a mission, that we are each not only endowed with unalienable rights, but with glorious talent, that in which we engage with such abandon, certainty, and devotion, that even if these acts were never discovered, provided any money, or were shared publicly, we would still pursue it unflinchingly anyway. Just gotta. Poetry for me. What is it for you? What is your lifeline? What gets you through? It was poetry that rescued me from the wild and crazy mother that hovered over. It was poetry that flushed out the bitter existence of sweet 16. It was poetry that romanced me into bed after bed until I was wed. It was poetry that delivered my babies at home instead. It was poetry that undressed the world so I could see it. It was poetry that organized many a search party. It was poetry that dug the graves of my ancestors. It is poetry that can distill this half century into a shot glass, a gulp of longevity lingering on my tongue, yet already a relic of the past. It is with poetry that my passion and intellect tango and dip. It is where I leave nothing behind and take nothing with me. It is my birthday, present, here and now. As this world spins wearily on, and the ocean mother who gave us all life lays dying after her eternal toil, there is only one line left in this poetry I write. Wean yourself from oil. This is Sherry Love.
So here we are, joined finally by our words, all poets' hearts close though far apart. I remember how you said that language is a knife that spreads what we feel across the dry crust of someone's heart. Elegance and humor filled the room, your love and your concern, your anger at the injustice of man's narrowness and fear. I thank you for being here.